This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that his dream is to ensure the presence of at least one cuisine of India in every kitchen of the world. He said that his government is relentlessly working in this direction by promoting export, processing and marketing of agricultural products. Mr. Modi was addressing a public meeting at Bhagalpur after releasing the 19th installment of the PM Kisan scheme to 9 crore 80 lakh farmers. He released an amount of 22,700 crore rupees as a financial assistance.
Mera to sapna hai ki duniya ki har rasoi mein Bharat ke kisan ka ugaya koi na koi utpad hona hi chahiye. इस वर्ष के बजट ने भी इसी विजन को आगे बढ़ाया है.
The Prime Minister said promotion of makhana is also such an initiative in this direction. He said after the constitution of the makhana board, export will increase in the global market and growers will get help in production, value addition and marketing. Earlier in Madhya Pradesh, Prime Minister Modi said this is the first time in the history of the country that the whole world is looking towards India with hope and optimism. Launching the Madhya Pradesh Global Investors Summit in Bhopal, Mr. Modi said that common people, economists, institutions and many countries have expectations from India. From the World Bank to all the major institutions of the world are calling India the fastest growing economy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today interacted with the youth and children from Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi under the youth exchange program Watan Ko Jano. A total of 250 children who are on a visit to New Delhi participated in the program. Interacting with the children, Mr. Shah said that in the last 10 years, under the Narendra Modi government, Jammu and Kashmir has been transformed. He said unprecedented work has been done in developing infrastructure, such as enhancing roads, railways and airports. India and UK today agreed to resume free trade negotiations between the two countries. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said this while addressing the joint press conference along with the UK Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Jonathan Reynolds, in New Delhi. Mr. Goyal mentioned that this is an outcome of discussions held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Sir Keir Starmer, on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro in November 2024. He said that the talks of FTA were stalled due to elections in the UK. A group of participants in the Conference for Women Peacekeepers of the Global South called on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. Addressing the participants, the president emphasized that the presence of women in a peacekeeping mission makes it more diverse and inclusive. She said women peacekeepers are better equipped to address gender-based violence, build trust and promote dialogue. Earlier External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that India remains the largest contributor to UN peacekeeping operations. Mr. Vijayendra Gupta was elected as the Speaker of the newly constituted Delhi Legislative Assembly today. He represents Rohini constituency in the Assembly. Earlier in the day, Pro Tem Speaker Arvinder Singh Lovely administered the oath to Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and her cabinet colleagues and other elected members of the Assembly. Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena will address the House tomorrow. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has called for new research in the defence sector using artificial intelligence, AI technology. He was speaking at the 16th Foundation Day of IIT Mandi in Himachal Pradesh as the chief guest today. He emphasised the need for AI-driven advancements in defence to further strengthen the sector. The defence minister stated that India is becoming self-reliant in defence manufacturing with nearly 70% of defence equipment being produced domestically. He mentioned that in the year 2023-24, India exported defence materials worth 23,000 crore rupees with a target to increase this to 50,000 crore rupees by 2029. Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi today said that India aims to add 50 gigawatt of renewable energy capacity every year in order to meet the target of 500 gigawatts by 2030. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, New Zealand chasing the target of 237 runs against Bangladesh were 20 for 2.